You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, Big Z here. I hope you enjoyed your bye week. Hope you enjoyed your weekend off from watching Lions football. It was a lot more relaxing, at least for me. And I think the rest of Blue Kool-Aid crew. But on this episode, we're previewing week 6 of the NFL season and your Detroit Lions, of course. Traveling Jacksonville. Not injuries. We'll talk about the matchup, how we see things laying out, especially Frank Ragnow's missing. But a lot to talk about. A lot to get excited about here. Matt Patricia's job is on the line. So we'll be talking about that as well. Sit back, relax. It's time for the pod. This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, a Detroit Lions podcast hosted by lifelong Lions fans. UJ.
It seems apparent to me that the most intellectual football fans tend to be Lions fans.
Bob.
Stafford is the best quarterback in football. Remember what you saw here. Tell your grandkids. Don't forget.
Red Dog.
I believe we're on the precipice of a new era of Detroit Lions football dominance.
Connor.
Patricia looks like Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka out there. An absolute blueberry on the sideline.
And I'm your host, Big Z. The media knows nothing. The Detroit Lions 2021 Super Bowl champs. We can't wait for this upcoming season. Relax, it's time for the pod. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back after a long bye week. It's October 15th. We're recording this at 6 p.m. I'm Big Z, and this is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, and we got the rest of the Blue Kool-Aid crew here. So we got UJ.
Hey.
We got Red Dog.
Yo.
And we got Connor.
At ease, gentlemen.
And we are back to discuss some Detroit Lions football in the upcoming weekend. The Lions with a nice bye week. But I can't say that the bye week has treated their injury report with any positives, really. Justin Coleman's not coming back. And this is the injury report as of late. And I said we're recording this on a Wednesday. This is Thursday. Sorry. Got my days mixed up. But Adrian Peterson didn't practice due to an illness. Frank Ragnow. That's the biggest development, probably, is that he was limp. He hurt himself, I guess, on Tuesday with his groin, and now he did not practice on this Thursday. Desmond Trufant, who played before the bye week, still has hamstring issues, so maybe that's why he performed so badly in the last game. So that's the injury report. Otherwise, Deshaun Hand, Nick Williams, they practice in full. Christian Jones, C.J. Moore, limited. Hunter Bryan, our third-string tight end, he has a concussion. Apparently, he played the last game, but it didn't last long, obviously. But what?
John Fox is still okay, right?
What? Say it again.
John Fox is still okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Jack Fox is okay.
He's the key to all.
you forgot about Bob. He's on the IR too. He's not here tonight.
Yeah. Justin Coleman is still on the IR as well. He's not on the injury report because he's still on the IR. So who knows when he's going to come back? That's the other hamstring injury. Hamstrings are a tricky thing. But the with this injury report, I wanted to dive in a little bit to what the Lions would do if Frank Ragnow is out. So Joe Dahl returned to practice, and he's at full. So he goes back to left guard most likely in this scenario. But I would imagine, at least based on reports that we read in the offseason, what they were working with is Jonah Jackson would move to center. And then either a veteran steps up a right guard, or they put Vitai there and Crosby at right tackle. There's a lot of options here, but that's what my most likely scenario is Jonah Jackson goes to center. Technically,
Stenberg is the backup center right now.
Yes, technically. But we've seen backup centers in the past, and then like Graham Glasgow play center or something, though, right?
Well, when you talk about O-line backups – aren't always necessary. Like, just because you're a backup at a position, they still might put the next best O lineman in there anyway. You know, you might be the backup center, but the backup right guard's a better O lineman, and he can play center. So
Z, who's going to play right guard then, or what do you see happening then if they move Jonah Jackson to center?
Well, that's what I was saying. I think Vitai probably goes there based on what they've been doing with him so far this year.
Then
they throw Big V at right tackle. And they either have Kenny Wiggins or Ibushi play right guard. I just don't think Stenberg is ready. That's just going off what we read. So, I obviously have no visual insight on that from practices or anything.
Well, I would like to see Big V play the position we got him for. So I would kind of like to see him play right tackle and put someone else in that guard. If he's healthy, that is.
I would. If Jonah Jackson was healthy, I would be with you on that. I think your best combination on that right side is going to be Vitai and Crosby.
I would most likely agree with that. I'd rather keep Ibushi and Wiggins off the field if possible.
Except Dahl's back, right? So he'll be playing left guard. So
yeah. But I'm saying if Big V is at right tackle, then
right. No, I'm saying
Crosby's not moving to right guard.
I don't
guard.
See a reason to switch up what they've been doing on that right side at this point.
Yeah,
this doesn't really affect it. As far as I can see.
And if you're going to start, if you're going to have a rookie center have his first game, a rookie who hasn't played center yet, step up and try it in his first game. The Jaguars are a pretty good team this year to do it against. Their defense is one of the worst in the league. Defensive yards allowed is 30th in the league. They'll allow 416 yards a game. Rushing yards allowed, they're 26th in the league. Well, we're 32nd, but we're talking about the Jaguars' defense here. I'm not saying the Lions' defense is anything to write home about, but it's definitely one of the worst in the league. So if you're gonna have a game to do it against or have Frank Ragnow miss, I guess this would be the one. Because the Jaguars are hurting. They already were rated one of the worst teams. Kind of by every analyst coming into the year. Then they beat the Colts week one, and people got excited about them. But then the next three games, they had proceeded to
Minshew
not play so
has
good.
Dwindled.
Yeah, they lost 33-30 to the Titans, 31-13 to the Dolphins, and 33-25 to the Bengals, and then 30-14 to the Texans. So
I'm playing some tight games.
Tight games, but high scoring. Gardner Minshew started off strong. I hate going against opponents with quarterbacks I actually like. Gardner Minshew is one of those guys. Do you guys find yourself rooting for Gardner Minshew at all?
Yeah, he's basically Uncle Rico. Like he's hard not to.
Play, yeah,
you know, fun guy.
But
great
I still hope to see Trey Flowers just bury him in the turf a whole bunch this weekend, though. So
oh yeah, we're
doesn't
not
doesn't really change that much.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I just say it's just a guy, I know, quarterback that I enjoy and I root for, especially. You always root for those guys, like, drafted low that work their way up to the starting position and kind of find success. Those are always cool stories.
True, but irrelevant. We're going to destroy him.
Well, and Gardner Minshew, I mean, he in the last few games has thrown four interceptions, a couple fumbles, so there is opportunity there for a turnover. that maybe we don't see every week, maybe against a better quarterback like Aaron Rodgers or something. So the Lions need to take full advantage. Maybe. This is the Lions lose this game,
it's over.
Does Matt Patricia go?
He gone.
He gone.
He's gone if they lose to the Jags, especially if it's like a bad signature Patricia loss, you know?
Because I think since the last time we talked, I don't think we've talked since the Falcons let go of their GM in the last 13, 14 years. and their head coach, Dan Quinn. So Dan Quinn, head coach, Thomas Dimitrioff, the GM, both got fired. So that's two GMs and head coaches being fired in the last two weeks. And Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, everybody says they're tied at the hip. The Lions ownership pretty much has said as much as well. That could be the next one down the line. If the Lions, this is a team the Lions should beat. This is a team the Lions have to beat.
Speaking of the Falcons, though, even if we win this week, it ain't going to matter if we lose to the Falcons the following week. But two games we should win in a row.
I think he's on a game by game basis right now.
Absolutely.
Keep winning, keep your job.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to win five or less next six, or maybe six of the next seven to keep his job.
I think so. All right. Honestly, I think they finish sub. Like less than 8-8, I don't see him keeping his job, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. 8-8 might not even. We'll see. But
I think the next game he could actually afford to lose, assuming we start winning these next two, is when we get to the Colts. Like, that's one where, like, I think if he wins two in a row and then we drop one of the Colts, he would still get a shot against the Vikings. But he's got to win these next two for sure.
Yeah, but focusing on this week's game, the Jaguars. They are really hurting on their injury report, at least. Laviska Shenault Jr., their highly touted rookie wide receiver who stepped up well this year, was limited in practice this week. He might not play. One of their starting linebackers, Dakota Allen, is out. DJ Chark looks like he might not be playing. He's their top wide receiver. Tyler Eifert, their top tight end, he's out. He's always out, though. Whatever team he plays for, unfortunately. A talented tight end never can stay on the field. A couple of their DNs are out, and one of their tight ends is out. So they're hurting. We already have more talent than this Jaguars team. Definitely by just even by spending measures, we should be better than them. This is a game the Lions have to win. Matt Stafford needs to step up, at least score 30 points in this game.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the report? I guess Free Press is talking about it and ESPN.
Him in the pocket.
About how about Matt Stafford and his footwork and how he's trying to, or how he has the incorrect footwork right now, trying to compensate for his back injury from last year.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that? Do you think that's actually true, or is that just an excuse?
I could see it being true. I mean, Stafford's been pretty consistent for us. So for him to suddenly dip after a serious back injury, I mean, it at least adds up to me. I'll take it as they say it.
I mean, Stafford's, I feel like throughout his career, he's a few times where he follows up good seasons with bad seasons. But that actually explains it to me, because he's not playing terrible football right now, but he's also just missing things that are routine and that he just shouldn't be missing. So that would make sense if he's off a bit right now physically. Because, yeah, I mean, it doesn't explain eating the sacks and throwing the ball into terrible situations, but...
I mean, he's honed his craft pretty good over the last few years. It's hard to believe that suddenly his footwork would go on him unless he was compensating for something. So, yeah, I could see that being an issue with him for sure. I hope it's not too bad, though. If he's compensating for a bad back, that could be trouble down the road, too.
Yeah, and we definitely didn't hear about that. Maybe that he just, you know, a confident guy and didn't say anything about it, but if that's the case, that is a little concerning.
So was this just some fan theory, or what was the, where was this based on?
No, and ESPN and the Free Press said they were talking to the coaches about why Matt Stafford's been off a little bit. So
then that makes it ring a little more true. The coaches would know that.
Yeah,
though, I mean, you'd hope they would try to not let him compensate, because anytime you try to compensate for injuries, you end up creating more issues. So
Good. So speaking of the Lions offense, Adrian Peterson, as I mentioned, out with an illness. Now, it's not COVID related, but he might be out Sunday. And Rud Dog, I know you like this, at least from a DeAndre Swift perspective, give him more opportunity, right? We've been asking for it.
What I really hope is that I don't mind seeing Adrian Peterson get some touches, but Swift and Kerryon, for that matter, both carrying more of the load as far as running, because I just think they have more upside when they touch the ball versus what Adrian Peterson can do at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rud Dog. I don't want to see it at Adrian Peterson's expense, because he has been a valuable addition. However, I've been wanting to see Swift play more and Kerryon play more, so this is our chance then. So, you know, I hate to see it come this way, but I don't care. I want to see Swift play.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Swift should get the majority of downs in this game. Just let him have it. And yeah,
the only thing that's The only thing that's going to hold him back is he's still not quite there pass blocking, I would imagine. So, like, that's where Kerryon will come in, and that should give him some more opportunities as well. I agree, though. I would love to just see Swift just get all the carries and stuff this week. Like the Chiefs did with their guy from LSU this year, or their first game. Like, they just fed him the rock. I would love to see Swift do that.
Yeah, man. Just to mention the Chiefs really quick, they signed Le'Veon Bell today as we have this discussion. So,
yeah.
I'll quote both the Rud Dog and UJ, the rich get richer, right? Just kind of crazy. but anyways, did you think the Lions had a shot at him? I didn't really think so with our running back situation.
Probably not. I thought about that, though. When they let him go, I thought, he could help his team maybe. But
would you sign Le'Veon Bell over Adrian Peterson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I would, too. Just
much
because
younger,
he's more
I'd
versatile
out,
from a receiving standpoint, at least. Adrian Peterson doesn't do much out of the backfield receiving-wise.
But, plus, he's younger.
Given our situation, though, I don't think he was a critical addition. Like, I didn't think Le'Veon was going to right the ship. So,
No.
If he played linebacker or DN or something, then we'd be talking.
So let's move over to the defensive side of the ball here just a little bit. So Gardner Minshew's been sacked 20 times in 5 games this year, which is 4th most in the NFL up to this point. They have Andrew Norwell, a first-round draft pick. Cam Robinson is also on this team. Cam Robinson's allowed 10 pressures and 2 sacks. So, I mean, do we think the Lions are going to get after Gardner Minshew this week, or we see more of the same? I send you guys a chart every once in a while of the Lions' pass rush success rate, and it's the worst in the league by the widest of margins. And it's the same as last year.
I saw a meme today where Sam Darnold – or not Sam Darnold, Jesus – who's that guy from the Rams that the lineman?
Aaron Donald.
Hi, thank you.
There you go.
Getting old. Yeah. He's got 33 pressures this year, and the Lions defense has 43.
Jesus.
This year.
It's not one guy. Over Twitter, yeah.
That's incredible.
Absolutely brutal.
It's incredible. A testament to how great he is and how awful we are. The same.
I mean, can we just take a moment to reflect and honor gratefulness for having drafted Eric Ebron? I mean,
I thank God every day.
Drops a lot. Day. We love him. He's welcome to come on the pod anytime if he wants to talk.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
No,
I can't.
Hey, you know, guys, I was thinking, why not just convert Hockenson to a DN? You know, we barely use him as a tight end. Maybe he could add to our pass rush.
Might as well throw
he's got the size. Too,
talking about barely used tight ends.
Yeah, right?
Well, how about barely used linebacker/DN Julian Aquara. Do we see him getting more attempts going forward here? Because
I don't know. It doesn't seem like the staff's like that high on him, just based on what I've read. Like, I don't know. It seems like it's trending worse for him, not better. But I could be.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason why they're not playing him, right? I mean, they actively benched him 1 week. They haven't given him more
Half
than 9 snaps in a game this year.
Why they just do it, and you have to guess why.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope he starts to show improvement at this point, but if he's still not, you know, winning the battles in practice and looking like he's better than the next guy, then he's probably not going to continue to not get much action.
Yeah, you do. You got to win it in practice. You got to win it in practice.
Mm-hmm. Though I guess Will Harris supposedly won it in practice, so I don't know
if
that's worth either. So.
Yeah, Will Harris' situation was bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he keeps getting relegated to low usage going forward.
Apparently they are moving Tracy Walker back into that full-time safety role, so that's good.
I mean, they pretty much have, but now it seems more official.
Yeah, right.
But
that kind of thing is what makes you like think, what is this regime thinking? Like,
yeah, so, I mean, this Jaguars offense also has a decent running back, James Robinson, who's been pretty successful. They had those wide receivers I mentioned, although they're all hurt right now. So it's kind of a ragtag crew of wide receivers Gardner Minshew is going to be working with. And that's a good opportunity for Okuda maybe to step up here.
Maybe you can finally cover somebody.
Yeah. Okuda is still one of the worst-ranked cornerbacks in the league right now, unfortunately. He can't get much worse.
That's like not even included. That's like including all the corners that play at all, and that's like 113. That's brutal. That's not like just against starting corners.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I would imagine a lot of man coverage again out of Lions this week to try to take advantage of this not less than stellar offensive line of the Jaguars. That's what Houston did a lot of. Four and occasionally five man rushes, and it did it to great success. But it'll be interesting to see. But let's move on to the latter part of our podcast here. I think we've previewed this enough for a little late Thursday talk here. But now let's move on to our last segment. It's the most popular segment this side of the Mississippi River, through everybody's earbuds in the nation. It's of course our predictions. Woo. So the Lions, 3.5-point favorites on the road this week in Jacksonville, a stadium that has 25% home capacity. So there will be some fans in the stands for this game. Although I don't know how many people are coming out for the 1-4 Jaguars in the COVID era.
Something to get out of the house.
Yeah, that's true.
For, I don't know. Especially against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. So 3.5-point Lions set at 3.5-point favorites, and the over-under is 54, which is actually the fourth highest of the weekend. All these points being scored across the NFL, 54 is actually in the middle a little bit. But yeah, the way these two defenses have been playing, there's no reason not to take the over in this game. But we're going to get into our predictions here. So, UJ, we're going to start it with you.
All right.
Take it away.
Well, I'm going to say Stafford's been hearing a lot of criticism lately regarding his footwork and his erratic play. There's all these rumors that they want to trade him to Dallas Cowboys and a lot of crazy stuff going on. But, you know, Stafford's a prideful guy. He's going to want to come out and have a good game this week to show people that he can still play. And we're going up against a weak defense in Jacksonville. So I think the Lions are going to have a great day. I think Stafford's going to have a great day. I think DeAndre Swift will get 100 yards.
Wow.
And Stafford will have three touchdown passes. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. Even Jacksonville's going to score a lot of points. But I think we're going to score a lot more. I think it's going to be 42-31 Lions. Somehow, we're going to not blow it in the end. Somehow.
It's a very high-scoring game.
Keep his job one more week.
That's all we want. That's all we want. We want Patricia Allen as long as possible. I know you do, Connor. So, Connor, what do you have as your prediction for this week?
I can never – it's not in my blood to ever predict a Lions loss. I do think they'll win this game. I think Stafford's going to have a day. I think Galladay's going to have a day. I think he's going to catch three touchdown passes this week. Mm-hmm. And I think what else was I going to say? I think Okuda's going to get a pick as well.
I like that.
But I think it's going to be a shootout for sure. And even though the Jags suck, I don't think our defense is going to stop them much. I'm going to say 38-31 Lions.
Oh, all right. All right. Another high-scoring affair.
Tight one.
Let's go to Rud Dog.
All right. You know what? This team, the everything's on the line in this game. I think Patricia's going to have this team fired up and ready to get out there. I think they've had 2 weeks now. The defensive coordinators have every chance to really just drill in everything they need to fix on this defense. I think we're going to finally see the closest thing to what we've expected from a Matt Patricia defense. I think Flowers and Romeo Aquara, are each going to get two sacks. Jamie Collins going to throw in another sack. You're going to have two interceptions. One of them is going to be by Harmon. And then either by Walker or Okuda. I'm not sure on that one yet. But and then on our offense, I just think we're going to go off. Stafford's going to, like you said, be fired up to play. And the Lions are going to get the over all by themselves, 55-0. Sheer domination. This is when Patricia flips the switch and this team finally becomes self-actualized. So
hey, whatever Kool-Aid you're drinking, we need to
send some
blue Kool-Aid by White Claw.
No laws.
No laws. No laws. I guess win 55-0.
Awesome.
Or blue Kool-Aid, Connor. Yeah. No laws when you're drinking blue Kool-Aid.
And Jack Fox is going to hit a 70-yard punt.
Is Stafford going to give everyone like his secret stuff, like from Space Jam, and then they're just going to like crush everyone? Is that?
Well, no, Patricia's.
Oh, okay. Patricia's.
he's been hoarding it this whole time. That's why they've been so bad. Yeah. He's just been waiting for the right moment to be like, all right, gents.
It's all that
here's the stuff
he wears. All the.
And then from there on, it's just gonna they're just gonna roll through the season.
They drink Gatorade on the sideline, right? But maybe they'd need to be drinking blue Kool-Aid on the sideline during the game.
Oh, that would make them a little loopy. I don't know.
So my prediction for this, I have it at 34-23 Lions. Of course, I do think there will be a lot of scoring in this game. A couple field goals out of Prater, but. I do like the run game in this to get a couple touchdowns. Swift, at least one receiving, one rushing touchdown in this game. And we'll have two sacks. I don't know who. One from Gerard Davis. I'll give him one. And then I'll give Trey Flowers the other one. So that's my prediction. This is a game that they have to win. If they don't win it, it is more troubling than what we've seen in the more
past
weeks.
As much as a must-win game as we've ever seen.
Yeah. So I can't wait. If we're up 14-0 in the first quarter, I'd be like, oh, it's over.
No.
Well, that's just on their way to 55 points.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, that's
for
just
you,
to be expected.
Yeah.
I'd be
like,
dang,
like
they haven't scored enough yet.
I just like when we play Jacksonville because we get to hear Zach say Jaguars all the time. I love that.
Even though I say perfectly normal.
What's a Jaguar? You got any of that Jaguars laying around?
All right. And we'll just keep – we're keeping an eye out as well because Atlanta had a positive COVID test in their facility. So the Lions playing them next week, it could make things interesting going forward for them. So we'll just keep an eye on that as well. But thank you, everybody, for listening. Instagram, Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter, at Drinking Lions. Please follow – and then please subscribe to this podcast as well, and please leave a review. We really appreciate it. The Lions are on the road back to the playoffs here, at least to 2-3. At least according to the blue Kool-Aid drinkers.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go
Lions!
Woo!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.